Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. I do want to invite you to download our podcast. And if you are in our area, I invite you to connect with me to maybe meet some of my great networking groups. And I would love to have you be a part of that. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I also want to remind you that you can stream us here at kvta.com and also listen on our podcast and listen on my website. I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is whatever you are, be a good one. And that's really what it's all about. And life's all about is really doing your best every single day. With that, I've got a great show for you today, but I do want to remind you that this is the weekend for Making Strides, and it is a movement to help save lives and fund the future of breast cancer. And that's happening today, October 8th, and it is from 8 to 12, and that is over at the Harbor Village, 1583 Spinnaker Drive, and registration starts at 8 a.m. in just a little bit, and then also the walk begins at 9. So I hope that you, really, I hope to see you all out there. Again, I do want to bring on my first guest, and I am really excited. She's been on my show before. Carol Whitaker is her name, and she is a certified life coach, author of Ridiculously Happy, The Secret to Manifesting the Life and Amp Body of Your Dreams. And we're going to talk a little bit about how to be confident and happy in your own body and how to have a loving relationship. Carol, welcome and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Kim. It's my pleasure to be here. It's so fun to talk with you again.
Yeah, it's been a really long time. How's everything going? I know. So talk to us a little bit about where you're at in your life now, and of course, anything that's changed, and you know, that you can empower our listeners with.
Oh, sure, I'd be happy to. So, a lot of things have changed. Actually, I have started a new. I closed my construction company. Still coach. I will be a life coach forever. Love it with all my heart, and very passionate about inspiring others to live their dreams and to live a happy, fulfilling life, like through their body, mind, and spirit. And then I'm also starting a clothing line for equestrian riders because I'm an avid equestrian.
Oh,
so, yeah,
that's
I have
very
a freedom
cool.
stallion that I breed and we do dressage. And now I am doing a clothing line for dressage riders and jumpers, hunter jumpers. So, yeah, kind of fun.
Isn't that funny? You know, I love to bring guests back that haven't been on in a while because we all are pivoting and we're all changing. And you know, it's interesting. I talked to a couple people earlier this morning and how, you know, the pandemic really gave us a moment to pause and kind of be creative, right? Mm-hmm. And just to say, what else is on our, you know, radar and what else do we want to do in our life? And I started doing a lot of business media coaching and I am
good
having
for you.
So much fun with that. And so, yeah, I love this. So let me ask you, I know you talk about connecting with your higher self to find your purpose in life. And I feel like that's something I did. I've been in several businesses. I still am in several businesses. And just to have that gift to really like reflect on somebody else's business and kind of tell them like, share with them things that could really help their business or things that they're missing that, you know, it's just such an easy little fix. Talk to us about what you do and how do we connect with our higher self to find our purpose in life?
Yeah, the higher self, that's basically for those who are, that's a new term for you. That's just your basically your spirit within. So we're all, we're literally God's greatest creation, right? We're his children. So we have, just like you look like your mother or your father and you have their characteristics, you have deity within you. I mean, how cool is that? So your higher self is all-knowing. It has all the answers. It is incredibly intelligent. It's compassionate. It's loving. It's light. It's pure joy. And that's who you are deep down. So we have this carnal mind, and then we have our higher spiritual self. And it's actually called the super consciousness. So we have like three minds, right? We have the consciousness and the subconscious. And then we have the super conscious, and that's our higher self. So it's so powerful, and it connects with our subconscious, which connects to our consciousness. And that's when it comes into, when you find your life purpose, it's like an awakening, kind of like when you're doing your coaching, right, Kim? You just have like this, like a new awareness inside, like, okay, I have something more to do. This is exciting. What am I going to do? How can I make the world a better place? Literally.
And exactly. But with your show, it's intuitive, right?
Yes. 100%. Yes. Your intuition is from your spirit. Is your subconscious that connects with your higher self? It's like, oh yeah, this is what we need to do next. So like if you could take yourself out, like if you could see your body and see yourself now as like you're a spiritual being, like say you're just out of your body, right? You're the superpower and you're looking down at yourself. You'd say, oh, honey, why are you doubting? You've got it all. You're amazing. Oh my gosh, let's do this. Right. You would cheer yourself on literally like you would to your own child. Like you just want to lift them up and say, you've got this. You're powerful. You have everything it takes. You're creative. You're beautiful inside and out. And the world needs you, and your talents and your gifts are only to you. You're so unique. And you need to let your light shine brightly just so you can literally fulfill God's purpose that you were put on earth for to do, like you are right now, you know? And so when you take time to do that, a lot of people are like, well, I don't understand. And how you can connect with that higher self is to literally quiet your mind. Because our cute little mind has a way of running amok. I call it a monkey mind. And so our mind, it's good, right? When your mind's like all over the place. No, I can't do that.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm just going to share, I'm going to be really vulnerable here because we're talking about something that is very vulnerable is, you know, before you go to an event and we all are our worst critics sometimes, right? And so you kind of just go, okay, God, does this look okay? Gosh, I thought I was going to look better in this. Oh, my hair doesn't look good. Oh, I should have done my makeup. Oh, you know, and so you kind of like, you could just really quickly pick yourself apart. And so then I've learned from my coaching other people, okay, how do I flip that around? And how do I go, you know what? You are the best you can possibly be. Did you try, you know what I mean? You have a new dress, you have this, you put your makeup on. Yes. You are in your own transportation. Let's just walk through this together. And it's almost like you act as if.
Completely. Take it, tell you, make it. That term's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people are like, oh my God, you look so cute. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, because it's like our own mind.
You're like, I did it.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Can you relate to that, Carol?
It's really true what you said. And so many people, and our worst critic, that's just our cute little ego. That's just that little limiting belief system within our subconscious. Our subconscious created from our childhood on up, right? And everything that we do stems from our subconscious mind, like legit. Yeah. And when we stem from this space of fear, inadequacy, your parents or your friends or associates could have been kind of, you know, not so supportive when you're youth. Anything that created these little limiting beliefs that made you second guess yourself or doubt your abilities or causes you to think, oh, I will tomorrow. Oh, it's okay. I can do that tomorrow, right? And so they get in the way so much that it stops us in our tracks. So you can't move forward. You can't fulfill your life purpose and you can't connect with your higher self. And then your body, mind, and spirit are a little bit discombobulated. And then you wonder why you're sitting in front of the TV, you know, eating a quart of ice cream, watching Netflix on a, like, you know, total binge. And then you feel crappy after.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And we can all relate to that because we've all done it, including me, you know? And so when we really take the time to quiet our mind and say, okay, Carol Whitaker. And I've been there, done that. For those of us that don't know my history, I was very sick in my youth, and I had rheumatic fever, and I had chronic fatigue syndrome, and Epstein-Barr, and yada, yada. And I was always sick and a little bit depressed, not depressed so much, more anxious. Right. I was depressed that I couldn't physically do what I wanted to do and so forth. And then I started reading and learning about the power of the mind. I'm like, what? The power of the mind? I'm like, huh? You know, I'd like, it was a whole new world to me. And then I really started diving into it and how powerful our minds are, because our minds are connected to our spirits and God and creation, like universal powers, right? The law of vibration, law of attraction.
Right.
It stems from our minds, literally. It's like, whoa. So I took that and I grabbed onto it and I studied. And then I started to really ponder inside my heart. I started going into the goddess self within me, right? And I'm like, okay, I can change my life. I can change my health. I can change my world. I literally had the power to do that. So I really delved into that and I started pondering it and just coming to know who I really am and not my outside world, my persona. And then I got into health and fitness and I became a life coach and my world transformed head to toe. My business took off, my finances, everything just skyrocketed because I got my body, mind, and spirit in harmony.
I love that.
And then
that.
I found my life purpose, you know, of helping others create their destiny and transform their body. Because when you transform your physical self, you transform your inner world, your physical self transforms as well. Because your physical body is a manifestation of your emotional state and health
and
wellness.
I love that we're talking about this. And I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with
it's
Carol
huge.
Lineker. I'm sorry?
I said that's used to wake up in a positive way. I love that you do that.
Yes, thank you.
I love that you do that.
Thank you. Yeah, you know what? We have a choice to do anything that we want. I mean, really, that's, you know, and some people, I remember years and years ago, I would wake up and I would be like, oh, another day, you know. And since doing my show and talking to incredible people, I realized that it's my choice to do what I want to do with my day. And, you know, for me, what fills my heart is when I'm walking every day in the morning. I just walk. It's like doing something good for my body, working out, eating things that, like, I know if I eat something and I'm like, oh, that was not good. What was I thinking? Am I not caring about my body? We have to love on ourselves. And when
correct.
We do that, we, you know, I mean, we exuberate confidence and happiness to other people too.
Yeah,
so it's kind of a,
And when you take care of yourself, like you mentioned, especially wake up in the morning with the attitude of gratitude, I was going to bring that up. I'm so grateful you said that because legit, if you wake up and you state aloud before you get out of bed, it's going to be a great day. You are literally setting your subconscious mind and your RAS system up for looking for things to be grateful for to literally make it a great day. Like no over-exaggeration.
Yeah.
It's a real
right.
thing.
Setting yourself up for success.
Yes. And before you even put your feet on the ground. Yes. That's exactly
right.
Right.
And also you could do that right before you go to bed too.
100% doing it both times
is good. Oh, this bed feels so good. I'm so grateful for my body. I'm so grateful that I have a place, a warm place to be. You know, there are so many things, you know. I'm so grateful for my family and my children and, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Literally.
And if you even just do five of them, five in the morning, five in the evening, or keep a gratitude book.
Yes, that's huge. And one thing, too, when you are in a state of, you literally have an attitude of gratitude, like it's a state of mind, it overrides fear. You can't have both. It's impossible.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I love that. And, you know, so Carol, you said, and, you know, kind of like what I said, is we've been there before. Okay, we've been to that negative side that, you know, that we have tried before. It doesn't work very well for our lifestyle, correct?
No, or anyone around in our circle of influence either. When you're sad and you're down and you have low self-worth, guess what? Everyone else around you is going to feel the same because that's a low vibrational state.
Yeah.
So you can have, you could be so, so happy you come home and say your loved one or your kids are in a really bad mood because something happened. And what happens to your mood instantly? It goes down an octave, you know, like just drops.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You're like, or vice versa. You could be having a not the greatest day or a so-so day and you come home and your kids and your spouse or your sweetheart is like so excited and you're like, oh, okay, I'm excited too. What's going on, right? You just automatically
it's
jump
up. It's an energy. It,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
But okay, so let's just
contagious.
Talk about that for a second, Carol. Okay. is if somebody, you walk into a situation, let's just even say a networking group, and you walk in and it doesn't feel warm and fuzzy, how can you change that around?
Ooh, that's a good one. So when you walk into a room, if it's not warm and fuzzy, what you do is you step into your power.
Exactly. I love
all
it. I wanted
the
to
time.
Hear what you, okay. That's exactly
okay, it's a,
it.
It's a
it's
huge
kind of
thing.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, it's and when like, you step into your yeah, and when you step into your power, it's not just like putting your chest out high and puffing yourself up. That's not stepping into your power, right? Your stepping into your power is literally a shift of energy within. So I say it's stepping into your goddess self, your king self, whatever, you know, guy or girl, whatever. When you step into that power, it literally shifts you in such a high vibration that your inner light will beam out. Like I did a speaking engagement of woman symposium years ago, and they had all the guests. They had doctors. They had all these gurus and these very highly professional people speaking at this woman's symposium. And we walked in, and we were having a little dinner gathering the night before the event. And as I walked in, I'm not over-exaggerating, the room went quiet. Mm-hmm. And everyone kind of looked at me, and it kind of went quiet. I'm like, oh, that's weird, no one's socializing. You know, that's like my first thought was, right? And then
right.
I walked in, and slowly everyone started talking again. And I went and gave the hostess that invited me to speak a big hug, and she was in charge of it all, and she's with her associates and peers and so forth. Met them all, and then it was wonderful. But as the night went on, my husband and I became friends with one of these couples that were there. And they said, Carol, when you walked in, the room went quiet because you brought such a power with you.
Whoa, like, you just gave me chills.
And,
I love that.
And people were asking if I was a celebrity because I had a presence, a persona that just that preceded me when I walked in. And that was my light. That was my power, my inner power. And that's how powerful it is. And everywhere you go, when you are in your power, people are kind to you. People let you take the parking spot in front of you. They stop in traffic to let you come out. They're very gracious to you. You're checking out the checking line. They're kind. They talk to you. They compliment you. When you receive that beautiful life echoing back to you, you know you're in your power. On the flip side, if you're ornery and you're bitter and you're angry within, what's going to happen? People are going to take your parking spots. People are going to honk at you. People are going to be snotty when you're checking out the checkout line. People are going to be impatient with you because you're impatient with yourself. You're angry inside. And so all of that lower energy is literally coming out of you and speaking to everyone, everyone. That's why road rage people find each other. That's why the really happy people find each other. That's why the bikers find each other. Like attracts like. So when you step into your power, you're going to create a happier life in every aspect of your life.
I love it. Carol, okay, you have to come back again because I just love talking about this. How do my listeners find you and of course, your book?
Yeah, my book's on Amazon, and so you can find it online. And then I'm on Facebook, just look up Carol Whitaker. I have a coaching little site. And then I'm on Instagram as well and LinkedIn. So I'm on all the social media sites.
Let's connect again. And can you download my podcast because you will be on there after this.
Yeah.
And also please share me with all of your friends. And thank you so much for being you. And really, you know what? You are a light in this world. And I thank you for that.
You're such an angel. Thank you for having me, Kim. You're such a pleasure to speak with always. Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carol. Have a great rest of your day. And
thank you
we'll
as
talk
well.
Soon. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I do also want to say when we come back, we're going to be talking with Neil Cannon. And his book is The Vitality Secret. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Kim Pagano, and I want to invite you to join forces with the American Cancer Society, the nation's nonprofit leader in the breast cancer fight. Join the Making Strides movement to help save lives and fund the future of breast cancer research and programs. That's happening Saturday, October 8th, 8 to 12 p.m., Harbor Village, 1583 Spinnaker Drive. Registration starts at 8 a.m., walk begins at 9. see you there.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Even good people can end up under investigation or facing a criminal charge. Ridley Defense can help start getting your life back on track. Bringing on a premier criminal defense team like Ridley Defense as early as possible gives you the greatest potential for a favorable outcome. Learn how Ridley Defense can help. Call 805-208-1866 for a complimentary consultation about your case. Ridley Defense provides the very best criminal defense representation you'll find in Ventura, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. They are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. For more information, visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Ridley Defense can help heal you and your family during the criminal justice process. Ridley Defense handles everything from DUI to the most serious crimes, including major felonies and appeals. Get a premier criminal defense team on your side. Visit RidleyDefense.com. That's RidleyDefense.com. Or call 805-208-1866 today.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do also want to give out our phone number, and that phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. I also would like to share with you about a book fair that is happening, and that is happening November 5th and 6th, and that is over at the Crown Plaza Hotel on the beach. If you like books, you're going to love this. This is a book expo. It's also for 805 Writers Conference. And so I just want to tell you about this. First of all, I want to give you the website. That is 805writersconference.com. And there's something a little bit for everyone. And so definitely check it out. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about it. I will be out there. And if you are writing a book, this is the place to go. I'm ready to bring my next guest on, and that is Neil Cannon. And his book is The Vitality Code, Reverse Engineer Illness, Become Radically Resilient, and Take Your Own Power Back. Kind of like a little bit of what we were talking about with Carol. And Let's bring Neil on. Neil, are you there?
I am indeed, Kim.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell everybody a little bit, first of all, where are you calling from?
I'm currently on the south coast of England, where normally I'm living in Mexico in southern Baja.
Oh, okay, a little different, huh?
A little bit different. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go. So tell us a little bit, first of all, you have helped tons of people transform their lives, ranging from helping them reverse minor ailments like eczema, digestive challenges, or obesity, right?
Yes, correct. Anything related to chronic inflammation, which is really the underlying cause of most, if not all, chronic illnesses, that's the main focus, or has been the main focus of my work for 7 years.
And so what got you into that?
Yeah, great question. Like everyone I know who works in holistic health, I come with my own story of reversing an illness and healing myself. And I had pretty bad eczema for the best part of 30 years, ever since being a toddler. And I was always given the same treatment by my doctor, which involved steroid creams, which have left pigmentation on my skin and have harmed my skin, prescription moisturizers and antibiotics. And it always came back. And it wasn't until my father suffered a stroke about 10, 12 years ago that I had a wake-up call. In a weird way, my father's stroke was my wake-up call, because I remember him being told he had chronic inflammation a few years prior to his stroke, and I went on a bit of a research quest because I had this kind of inner knowing, almost like an intuitive knowing, that his stroke was avoidable. So I did quite a bit of research. I was already in health and fitness, but not really in this space. But I was aware of this thing called chronic inflammation. So I was researching it, and soon enough, I found out it was the underlying cause of his stroke and the high blood pressure and the asthma he'd had since 12, which is a fully reversible condition, and also my own eczema I'd had since a toddler. So I made a few changes, dietary changes, lifestyle changes, putting it simply, and basically got inflammation out of my body. I reduced inflammation, or eradicated it rather, and my eczema went away. So I've helped people with similar conditions since 2015 with pretty good results.
So was it done by diet?
That was part of it.
Okay.
And what I've found, yes, I mean, a lot of people can get results pretty quickly with diet alone. I do find that it's normally, one has to cover the four, I call them the four pillars of vitality. My last book, The Vitality Secret, is really about chronic inflammation, and it reveals what it is and how to get rid of it from a dietary perspective mainly. Also about moving the body and oxygenating your cells and reducing stress and grounding. But my latest book, The Vitality Code, that you just mentioned, is more about the four pillars. So physical, mental, emotional, and energetic. And underneath the physical, we have nutrition, which is definitely important. And a lot of people can get results. Or, you know, some people can have complete reversal of symptoms purely with diet alone. It normally requires more angles, like the true holistic approach. But yeah, a lot can be done with nutrition.
Okay. But you're going deeper than this. So I'm excited to hear what the, you know, I mean, so many people, and I want to say, so a lot of my family is from England, but a lot of the doctors out here, and I want to just say pretty much all over the world, we treat the problem instead of finding out what the problem is. So now you're on a medication and you can't get off of it because you don't even know if you're going to, you know, like, I mean, you don't even know what the problem is. You're just, okay, let's just cope with it.
Exactly. It's treating the symptoms. It's not treating the cause or addressing the cause. So I think a lot of people are tuning into this now and really seeking other ways to heal the body. I don't like using the word alternative. I almost said it then.
Right.
I don't think of it as alternative health or alternative medicine. I think of ways that are not medicine as we know it, Western medicine. They are just other forms of medicine. It's like another form of learning. So what people are utilizing different methods of medicine to heal their bodies, which aren't conventional or Western medicine. And it really revolves around getting to the cause and In my bio that you just read out, reverse engineer, that's how I view the body. We can reverse engineer where the symptoms are coming from when we understand what symptoms are there to show us. So that's why I always talk about doing the four pillars or addressing them all, because we can kind of almost be like a problem solver or even an electrician. I used to be an electrician when I discovered the body electric and how we're wired up like a house. We can almost reverse engineer where the problem starts.
Right. And the other thing that I wanted to mention also is the more medicine you take, there are so many side effects, correct? So you're you're treating one, but then you might have a whole nother, you know, set of, problems that go with it. So let me ask you, what are we going to find in your book? And, talk to us about the Vitality Code.
What are you going to find in my book? It's just the Holy Grail of health. No, I'm making fun. I mean, it's what I'm talking about. What I'm trying to do, my best at doing, is simplify the human body, because I don't believe we were designed to be complicated. So my aim for this book is for it to be a manual, like a go-to guide for anyone to pick up and ultimately discover the cause of their illness so they can heal their own bodies, ignite their own innate healing abilities. Because the body is constantly healing. It's a self-healing machine. We just need to figure out what's blocking it from healing itself. So in the book, I have set out the four pillars and how we can go about being our own kind of our own best doctor, if you will, to get to the cause. So, you know, we've talked about nutrition briefly. There's information there about going on an anti-inflammatory diet, which is going to help a lot of people with a lot of different symptoms. But it's not really the cause of the illness. I see it like a catalyst. And the causes normally go back to a couple of quite fundamental things, such as trauma, as in if someone, we all, you know, for walking, talking, breathing human, we've always experienced a level of trauma in our lives. We always experience these events, which actually leave an energetic imprint on the body and get stored in organs. There's a slogan that says the organs weep the tears, the eyes never shed. So it's often the case that illness is rooted in trauma, and there's many ways to release this energy from the body without doing any kind of talk therapy, which is the method that I love the most, because talk therapy can actually be counterproductive and it can actually make the challenge worse, because it gives more energy to the very thing you want to dissipate. You want to get rid of that energy.
Right.
So that's one of the causes, trauma. And the other main cause, there's a few others within, but the other main cause is some form of toxin. So simplistically, I would say illness is rooted in toxins and trauma, which then create inflammation. And when this happens consistently, inflammation itself is not a bad thing. It's a very healthy immune response. But when it happens consistently and over again, it's an indication that the immune system is under attack. And therefore, the body creates a symptom depending on your genetic code. So once you get to the cause, you can address it, whether it's a toxin or some trauma, and you can actually release both of those from the body to allow the body to heal itself. I'm talking very simplistically here, but this is kind of how the book is set out.
Yeah.
So it's just a very different way of looking at the body. And I've done my best to simplify how I perceive the body over the last 10 years.
Wow. It's very complex, but I love that you can walk each thing through. And obviously, you have seen healing in yourself, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And many of my clients in 7 years, and it's remarkable how many different things can be reversed.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever dealt with like lupus or any of those kind of diseases?
Personally, I have not worked with anyone with lupus, but I do have someone on my podcast who has reversed her lupus completely, holistically, following very similar protocols. And she's got a very interesting story, actually, because she lost a friend of hers to lupus, and really, I think she said she's on 25 medications a day. And when my friend I interviewed received the information, clearly that was pretty shocking, but she chose not to do the same thing as her friend did. And she went on a very strict anti-inflammatory protocol and completely reversed her lupus.
Well, there you go. Well, that sounds really interesting. How do my listeners find out more about you, Neil? And I would love to have you back and get a little bit deeper into all this great stuff you're doing.
Oh, that would be wonderful. The main website is vitalitysecret.com. So secret as in singular, secret, no S on it, vitalitysecret.com. And my book is The Vitality Secret. And the one that you mentioned is one that's about to be released called The Vitality Code.
Perfect.
So,
Go ahead. Download my podcast. You will be a part of that. And please connect with me so we can share you.
I would love that. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you for what you're doing for the world.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Thank you. We are going to just jump right into our next guest. And our next guest is Jordan Matthews, and he is the author of Failure. And I can't wait till I get him on here, but Failure, when you have nothing, you have everything. And that's what actually led him to write this book. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about him, and let's bring him on. Jordan, are you there?
Hi, Kim. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, I watched one of your videos, and it was very interesting and very compelling to watch. And I kind of want to ask you about it. You had lost your dad. It was very sudden, right? And that's really what brought you to write your book, correct?
So it's really interesting conversation. That was definitely a big catalyst for what started the whole process for me. When I was 19, I'm 38. Right now, but when I was 19, he passed away relatively suddenly. He was struggling with alcoholism, but it was a freeing opportunity, to the extent that once I experienced that loss, there's a big difference when you have an idea, or when you actually, it's not that you have an idea of what loss is, but you actually experience it, and you lose any fear at that point of what it is to lose something. And it propelled me forward to be able to do a lot of things in business and things like that. The full circle, element of this whole thing is, I mean, this is an unfortunate thing, and it's been a very tragic experience. Is ironically, so my father passed away when I was 19, and the book is coming out basically 19 years later, and it covers that experience and then everything I started doing in business afterwards. And very tragically, my mother, I found out, suddenly passed away about 12 days ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, isn't really where I was going with your whole book, but I have to just tell you, you were very, very inspiring. And I love when people are inspiring and share their vulnerability with people. And so that's really where I wanted to compliment you on that, because, I love the name of your book. When you have nothing, you have everything. Talk to us about that. I mean, right there, that just is huge.
So, a couple things. So basically, the reason why my mother is very directly relevant to it is because she was an incredible and is an incredible person, and has always instilled in me a tremendous belief in myself and that I could basically accomplish anything that I ever set my mind to, and was always my biggest fan. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a very specific mindset that she integrated into me that is really key to everything that has really gone on in my life. But the point of, it's something I do talk about in the book. There's a phrase that I had spoken to someone about years ago, and I said that whenever I went into a deal, right, I put together about $600 million in film financing deals by the time I was 27, but that was after raising millions of dollars in the middle of the financial crisis to finance a movie that I starred in and sold it to a studio and ended up in litigation. And then after that fell apart and I raised all of this capital and put these deals together, I was stuck in my business partner's divorce, met my wife, had kids, reinvented my career as a lawyer, and then took it to a whole nother level there. It was a lot of peaks and a lot of valleys in that. But what I talked to him about was, I said that the way I approached anything was that I never gave myself an option B. Now, obviously, you want to be intelligent. You want to, you know, put yourself in a position. You don't want to make reckless decisions. But truly, at that point, the reason I did that is, he explained it to me. He said, you know, there was sort of a not a philosophical concept, but you know, Greek armies or certain armies years ago, whenever they would travel across the sea and they would get to the beach, they would get to land, there was a strategy where the general would then direct the soldiers to burn their ship. And so, and the theory there was, you have no option. You have no option to retreat. You either are going to win and conquer, or you're going to basically die, right? And the challenge there is, you don't want to be ruthless to the extent that you're not having a level of empathy and understanding and being a human person. But correct, it was the mentality that a lot of people don't actually integrate, where they're always too scared, I think, to start. And they don't want to take a chance. They don't want to take a risk. And you have to be willing to go all in if you're going to commit to something and make something happen.
And, you know, Jordan, and I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Jordan Matthews, and we're talking about his book. He's the author of Failure: When You Have Nothing, You Have Everything. And, you know, I was just listening to a podcast that I always walk every morning. And if, how many times do you have to fail to win? And how many failures actually lead to win? Okay, and that's basically, that's what I hear from you. You know, I was so gracious for my mom. My mom passed away, it's coming up on 6 years. And, you know, for her, she was my biggest cheerleader. Thank you. And also my dad, thank God, who's 90 now, is my biggest cheerleader. They gave me the mind that I could do anything I put my mind to. And maybe it would be that I wouldn't think it would be good enough, but it was always like, okay, what can I do better? So I could totally relate to you. We are winners. We like to win. That's our backbone. And so, you know, it's like a matter of time. So if you fail, it's just, when am I going to win? Correct?
Yeah. And it's also, I mean, and I say this, like, there is a really big distinction. I think the losing is such an important part of it, because if you're just doing it to win, to be honest, at least the way I view it, I think that's where a lot of people also become unhappy, right? So if you're connected to something that you really believe in, you got to believe in something, you got to have meaning, you got to be doing something that you want.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, because otherwise, then it's the other thing, right? Then it's like, you're lonely, you're angry, you know, you're doing it for the wrong reason, you're miserable. And you are maybe winning, but really you're losing because, you know, you're not happy. And you're not.
Yeah, it's your personal. Yeah, you're. It's almost like a. You're not enjoying the ride. You're not enjoying the ride, exactly. And you sound like you have enjoyed your ride. I love where I am today. I have been a hair therapist for years. I had no idea I was already interviewing people to my next career, and here I am 17 years later doing radio. That's our journey. You have a journey, and you're looking back from all your experience. So I have to ask you, what has your experience been in success, and what are people going to gain from reading your book?
So So, I mean, look, success is, it goes back to the statement you made before about failure. I have succeeded at a lot of things, and but they are covered, or that success covers a tremendous amount of failing forward. I have certainly failed far more than I have succeeded, but that's always been the equation that I understood, that it's a failing forward. That's really the key, right?
Failing forward. Right? Gosh. So, I'm cloning that with you, okay?
No, totally. It's because there was always little things. Even when I got in the middle of, litigation and all that stuff, I ended up developing incredible relationships with the people that I was working with that were such an incredible resource, and developed those relationships that they became such a big asset to me later on when I needed to call. And I proved myself and showed what I could do, but they took my call and would step up for me because they knew that, if I said something, I really was going to follow through. So there was always some sort of silver lining that came into it. And I think the thing that comes with the book, the book is filled with, of course, I'm going to be biased, but incredibly, really unique stories. I mean, they're very high level stories, from the entertainment space. I was doing huge deals with some of the biggest studios and the biggest companies and people in the business for years, and had a very high level experience doing that. But there's a very high level of meaning. It is incredibly personal. And what the goal of it all, and really this is the key for me, it's really winning to me, if going back to that phrase, is not about me winning. It's really not about that. What I found to be the most meaningful thing is that I feel that by going through the process that I've gone through and that I continue to go through, if I talk to someone and share with them in a vulnerable way the pain that has occurred in the process of the success, I've often seen something go off in them that it feels as though they're given permission to do it themselves in their own way. And so I believe that these are deeply personal stories. I talk about, my father's alcoholism. I talk about some very traumatic experiences there. I talk about huge deals that I was in the middle where I lost everything, had to move out of my house, lose my cars, turn in my cars, start from nothing, restart over, business divorces, all kinds of things that happen.
Okay,
in life.
We're not going to give it away, because I'm going to have you back again, because there's so much more we can talk about, and we're almost at the end of our show. Tell everybody your website so they can get your book.
Well, my website, you can go to my personal website is at our firm. It's www.wgfconcel.com. And that's the best way to connect with me and find out more about me and also the book as well.
Jordan, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and I so appreciate you being here. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast, and we definitely have to get you back on. There's so much more to talk about. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
All right. Take care. All right. We are going to just actually bring Ashley Rene on, and her whole story is to help us, the need for speed, how to get the most out of your internet connection, and we can learn more about that with her.
What is Hot Jupiter? Let's start there.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a multicultural skin health company. My sister and I actually co-founded it. We've been working on it for a couple years now, and we're really excited about it. We're actually in the investor phase, so we are pitching investors right now, and we are so excited to launch this thing.
That sounds great. All right. So let me ask you, tell us about yourself and the connection to technology.
Yeah, so I'm actually a huge smart tech and sustainability enthusiast. I live in a solar-powered smart home, and that's kind of how I got into all of this. I've had a very big passion for sustainability since about 2015, and eventually I started getting curious about the connections between, sustainability and technology, and so that's how I got into it. I ended up building a solar-powered smart home, and now I'm like just really interested in seeing how all those pieces connect together.
Wow, really cool. And let me ask you, how can people use their internet? I mean, so many people are working from home now. And so what's a good way to make it as fast as possible in your home?
Yeah, so here's the thing. The first thing you really want to do is, you know, go check how fast your internet speed is. So I'm only going to give you one tip for that because it's the only tip you need. Hands down, all you need to do is use speedtest.net. It is the most recognized third-party speed test. It's really easy. I've been doing it for years. You just download the app or go to speedtest.net on your web browser. You'll see like a little circle. There'll be a go in the middle of it. You hit that and then boom, it'll tell you exactly how fast or in some cases, how slow your internet is. And so once you know that, that's just really good. Yeah, that's really good information to have. And it's so easy to do. I mean, literally, like I've been doing this since college. That's all I use. And then you just want to know, go ahead.
No, so tell us, say that again. So what do we do? So we all have internet, obviously, at home. I hope all of our listeners do. But and how do you go and test it?
Speedtest.net. It's the most reliable third-party speed test. So you just go to speedtest.net, put that in your browser or download the app. And it's so easy. Mm-hmm. Literally, you just tap the little button and it'll tell you exactly how fast your internet is. And then then you want to, you know, troubleshoot from there if you want to kind of test your connection and figure out how to make it faster.
Wow, I love that. Okay. And so give us some, so why does speed, obviously, you know, some people think that they get a better deal and they don't buy the top speed. Tell everybody kind of like what that really means and who needs the most bandwidth. Is that what we're looking for?
So, okay, I'll start out by saying every household is different. Everyone's needs are different. There's a lot of talk about gigabits and fiber, you know, super fast speeds. But the truth is, no matter how you get your speed, speed really just matters for the experience you're having in your home, right? So everyone in your home can all do what they want to do and run on multiple devices at the same time and without interruption. So, you know, I mentioned speedtest.net. They actually named Cox as having the fastest internet speed in America. They have a fiber-rich network, and it's very reliable, and that's awesome. But see, 90% of internet activity is just downloading. And so as long as you have a strong download speed, you're good to go. And when I say downloading, you know, I'm talking streaming a show on Netflix, gaming, scrolling on social media. You know, if everyone in your house is doing all these things at the same time, you just need to make sure that you have enough speed to support that. And honestly, most people don't really have problems in this area. But you know, if you are having problems, I do have some tips on how to get a faster connection if you want to know that.
Right, right. Please help us.
Yeah. Okay. So faster connection. What do you need to do? The first step is actually very straightforward. So I'm married to someone who is in IT, and he gives this advice.
You lucky lady. There you go. Right. I mean, that's really the key right there. So yeah.
Exactly. Like that's pretty cool. He always gives me the same advice though. And it's very basic. So it's just reboot. You know, if you work in corporate America, you probably have an IT department who says the same thing, whenever something goes wrong. They always say, restart. And it's true. Right. They know what they're talking about. It's the same with your internet connection, you know, just restart your computer, refresh it. You know, it's the first solution that IT always recommends for a reason. 9 times out of 10, when you restart it, your internet connection will probably, you know, be better. So I always say when in doubt, restart. I know that doesn't really rhyme, but, you know, it always helps me.
I mean, it makes sense. Absolutely. So that's pretty good. Anything
that's
else
the first? Yeah, no, I have a couple more. So the second thing is to get to know your equipment. Let's say you have Cox and Cox panoramic Wi-Fi, you know, you'll get equipment that changes as technology changes. So it's allowing things to update and get you that best connection as time goes on. And then the third is actually my favorite, and this is really important. So I want everyone to pay attention to this, okay? Location matters. You want to place your router.
That is a big, right? I like that.
Yes.
You are absolutely right. If you're too far in one side of the house or the office, it's not going to pick it up, correct?
See, you want, yeah, you want to put your router in a central area of your home. Like the closer you are to your router, the stronger your connection is going to be, the faster your connection is going to be. You know, try not to have any obstacles. Like, okay, I'm going to give you some really random examples. Things that can slow your internet experience, or if your Wi-Fi router is near a microwave, a fish tank, a mirror, like these things are examples of what can slow your internet experience down. So I want everyone to go check to see where your Wi-Fi router is and troubleshoot from there, because maybe you just need to move it to a better location.
I love it. I love it. That's just such a simple fix. I love that. And you know what else? Everything's on an app now. So it's like your front door doesn't open because you changed your code, or I don't know. You know, I mean, like we have a place where we had all these different apps for the air conditioner. My husband's like an app guy, and I'm like, no, just do it the old-fashioned way. But then everything, all of a sudden, nothing works because if it's on the internet. So any tips for that, last-minute tips?
Honestly, I'm telling you, the best tip is to restart. When in doubt, restart. I guarantee you almost every time. Like even like with our router, like my husband always says, like if I call him like, hey, the internet's down, can you restart the router? Restart the router,
right,
boom,
yeah.
Problem fixed.
There you go.
Device is down, Ashley, restart the device, problem fixed.
You got it. Ashley Runny, thank you so much for sharing some really good tips. And where can my listeners find out more information?
Sure, yeah, you can go to cox.com. actually, because they have a ton of information on this topic. And if you're into smart home technology, you can actually go to my YouTube page. I have a whole playlist on smart home tech if you're interested in that.
There you go. All right. Please share our show with everyone. And of course, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Thank you so much. What a great show. And of course, I end my show with a moment of happiness. The only real mistake is the one from which we learn nothing. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
It might seem crazy.